Our scripture this morning is from James chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something, and you do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something, and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Adulterers, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that it is for nothing that the scriptures say, God yearns jealously for the spirit that he has made to dwell in us, but he gives all the more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers and sisters. Whoever speaks evil against another or judges another speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy. So who then are you to judge your neighbor? The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth. Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth.
You may be seated. We're continuing our sermon series today about the lazy river, breaking free from lazy faith. And I don't know if you were listening as Conway was reading verse 2. You want something and you do not have it. So there, I am not a huge video game person, but there's one video game that when it was being made, I would go and buy every year. And that video game was NCAA. Me and my friends would go and buy it every other year so that we could play against each other. And I remember the last time that they made this game, my parents told me I had to go and earn the money because I was in college at the time. They were not going to go and just give me the money to go buy a $60 game. And so I remember working some camp, but I wasn't going to get paid until 2 weeks after the game was released. And then my other two friends already had it, and they made sure to make sure that I knew they had it. And I would try to make deals with my parents. Beg, they said, no, you have to earn it. I wanted that game so badly, but yet I did not receive it. We have been going through the book of James, of talking about how to act out our faith, how to break free of this lazy faith that we sometimes fall into, this mundane routine of faith that we fall into at times. And so as a church, we've also been examining, what are we supposed to do together? What is it that God is calling us as a community of faith to go and to do in God's name? You know, churches have life cycles. We see churches who have been so impactful in their communities, and then for whatever reason, something changes and there slowly is a decline. But then they come together, they reorder, and they break that cycle of downward trend and go upward. And it's a constant re-examination. Because for whatever reason, there are times where energy that was once there has disappeared. Those who were the workers of the church move off, pass away, or just get run down. So turning around maybe a declining trend, or turning around and going in the direction that God is guiding, even when we sometimes lose sight of that. And so, as a church community, we've been working hard to figure out, where is God guiding us? Where is it that we can go so that we are impacting our community, that we are helping others know who God is, who Christ Jesus is, and building more disciples? And so, in the month of August, in the beginning of July, there were listening sessions. Listening sessions, there were 8 of them. They were very rich, so that we as a group could come together and to discuss, what are our hopes for this church? Where can we be healthier as a church? How can we connect to our community more? And as Pastor Arthur, Pastor Terry, myself, and lay leader Liz Walker came together discussing everything that you all have shared with us, we asked ourselves, where is it that God is leading us? After listening to our community right here, our church, where is it that God is leading us to go? What are we hearing? God, help us open up our ears so that we may know. And we all talked about, within those listening sessions, how we wanted more people. We wanted more people in our pews. We wanted more people to be a part of our church family. Because we are a family. We're a community. But why is it that we're not gaining more and more people? Why is it that we come in on a Sunday and maybe we don't have a visitor? What can we do so that others know of Christ? And so, as we were talking with Pastor Arthur and Pastor Terry this week, we realized that there are 3 words that we wanted to share. 3 words that we wanted to share with our congregation, with our church, with our family, with our community. And the first word is attractional. We want, here at First United Methodist Church of Alabaster, we want to be attractional. Now, the known definition of when we think of, when we hear attractional, is that we want our music to be very good. We want our programs to be programs that people see and they're like, oh, that looks like a really good program, or that music really drew me to the church. But that's not the attractional idea that we are hoping for. We want to attract people by our actions. We want individuals and communities and groups to see us as a congregation, as individuals just living out our lives. We want people to see that grace of God. We want people to be attracted to this church because they see the faith within our actions. They see that something is working inside of us and they want to be a part of that. We want to attract people by our faith. by our actions of living out our faith. The second word is preference. But what is preference? Usually preference is, you know, kind of what we prefer or what we're comfortable with. But when we speak of preference here, we want to listen to the preference of others before our own preference. We want to know what our community needs here in Alabaster, Pelham, Calera, Shelby County. We want to take their preference first. We want to be the church that prefers connecting with our community and the needs that are right there. And then the last and final is we want to be an invitational church. You always sit back and you wait for someone to invite you to an event or a group. Maybe you're waiting to be more involved in a certain area of the church and you want someone to come up and invite you to be a part of that. But what we're hoping for here, if we're truly going to go out and do as James asked throughout his book and his letter, we have to stop waiting for an invitation ourselves and go out and be the inviters. Go out and be involved in the different aspects of church that you feel passionate about, but also be able to share your faith and your church where you're being invitational to those that maybe are out there waiting to hear from someone to be welcomed in. Because with all of those ideas, those three words, attractional, preference, and invitational, we're putting God at the center of everything. We're putting God at the center of what we're doing. Our faith is going to attract others to be in conversation and to see what is going on with those people who are going to this church down the street off of 119. They seem excited. They're some of the lovingest people we've ever met. I want to be a part of that. I want to see what's going on there. I want to be a part of that. We want to do just exactly as Jesus. And we want to look and see what are the needs of our community. God, help us know where our community needs us. Help us put our community's preferences and needs before our own. And God, you're calling me to do more. You're calling me to be a person that helps those who are by themselves, lonely, in search of something. Help me be the ones that invite, that share, that help others belong, that help others become a disciple of your Son, Jesus Christ. So you're putting God at the center of all of those three words. And we're helping God be known in each of those aspects. Because we want our church to be a church of God. We want God to be the striving force behind what we do as a church. And the way we do that is we help others know who God is. through our actions, living out our faith, through our words, our conversations, letting God be known by all. And so that's what we're going to strive as a church. That is the vision of this church, is we want to be attractional. We want to make sure that we are being preferable to our community, and we want to be invitational. We want to let others know about God. We as a church want to live out our faith. We as a church don't want to be in that lazy river, just enjoying the status quo. We as a church want to go out and make a difference. We as a church want to make sure that God is known and that we go where God is leading. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your love, we thank you for your guidance, and we just ask that you continue to help us as a community of faith. Let others know who you are. Let others know of that presence and of that love that we have felt through you. So Lord, help us as your church. Make you be seen with those that we encounter. Help us grow in our own faith. Help us make more disciples through your Son's name. And so it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.